Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 5th of August, God's Covenant Purpose. To bring about their covenant purpose, each person of the Godhead made offering to reveal the other. The Father and Son gave the seven spirits of God to the Holy Spirit, establishing Him as the Helper. The seven spirits of God can be understood as being the full expression of the one Spirit by which they live as Yahweh Elohim. As the Helper, the Holy Spirit then enabled the Son with the capacity of seven spirits, so that He could empty Himself to reveal the Father by becoming the Father's Son. The Holy Spirit also enabled the Father with the capacity of seven spirits, so that the Father could bring forth Yahweh's Son as His Son. In Gethsemane, the Holy Spirit strengthened Christ with the capacity of seven spirits, also called Eternal Spirit, enabling Christ to offer Himself through the entirety of His journey to the cross, and in so doing to fulfill the will of the Father. The key point is that this same fellowship of offering is to become the basis for every godly marriage. Through the fellowship of offering enabled by Eternal Spirit, a husband and wife can participate in the outworking of God's everlasting covenant in their own lives and in the bringing forth of godly seed. This includes, through the miracle of procreation, the bringing forth of children who are then born again as sons of God while in the womb of their mother, as well as the multiplication of godly seed through the evangelistic ministry of a network of first fruit houses. These networks or communities of worthy houses were described by the Apostle John as elect ladies who belong to the corporate bride of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14 verse 16, Revelation chapter 1 verse 4, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, Luke chapter 22 verses 42 to 44, Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, and 2 John chapter 1 verse 1. For further study, Philippians chapter 2.